Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome you today. An interesting subject, I think, to all. And I want to jump right into this because we want to get the maximum from Carl Gould. He's a business growth entrepreneur who advises organizations to get to that next level. He built three multi-million dollar businesses by age 40, got a consulting firm, and has... Worked with thousands of companies, and you know, I could go on and on here. It's really quite impressive. The last 18 years, he's been in the personal professional development field, and he is also the co-author of a book called Biz Dev Done Right, Demystifying the Sales Process and Achieving the Results You Want. Carl Gould, a real pleasure having you on today.
Hey, Stu, thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know, you and I just chatted for the first time a couple of minutes before we went on here, and I'm trying to be it's hard for me to be objective here because I think Trump has done some wonderful things. I want you to get into the effect on the business environment, what the future looks like, and the realization, and I think you know it too in terms of what you've done. Salesmanship is important. He's a great salesman, and if that leads you into the arena he's in to take politics and turn it on his head, it's been a darn good thing. If you take taken a look at the stock market and your assets recently.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And he's had a positive effect on both. I mean, initially there was... You know, the stock market hates uncertainty, yet at the same time they are responding to him very, very positively, which is a really good sign.
Yeah, and we still get deregulation, tax cuts for corporations, for the middle class. So I don't want to be a prognosticator. I think we're going to go on the roll, but there are some other negatives here that have come out. And I deal with actions more than words, and I always compare Trump to the alternative, which to me would be going to be pure hell. And I am absolutely delighted. But how much do you think the idiosyncrasies of what he's dealing with by defending his family in public, for example, about retail, the comments he makes to the media, how do you think that ultimately affects his brand?
Well, I think he, as good as he did as leveraging his brand throughout the campaign and throughout the election, I think it's working in the opposite this time because he's starting to sound like the complainer that he railed against when he was in his campaign. I mean, one of the things that was probably the most impressive and, you know, all things being equal, probably put him over the edge in a positive way, was how well-adjusted and how professional and well-raised his children and his family seemingly are. I mean, they really do look like a brilliant family. And not only smart, but well-mannered and respectful and humble.
Never in trouble. Really... He's never smoked. He never drank. I mean, to me, these little bits of information are critical in taking a look at a person's character and how that character can be transformed into creating a much better America.
Yeah, absolutely. And so he doesn't have to defend them. As a matter of fact, it would be better for his brand and the family's brand to let them defend themselves, because he did raise, you know, high character children, and he should let them stand on their own merit. And, you know, who knows if the sales of the Ivanka brand were going down. I mean, whether or not that was the case, because Trump's name is in the spotlight so much, and Ivanka herself was so impressive during the campaigns, I would think that the companies would want to continue their line simply for the press and the PR that they're getting. But I do think that when Donald jumps in and defends Ivanka and jumps in and defends his own, you know, his children and his businesses, I think that actually hurts the brand at this point. Because now it makes it sound like the kids aren't as strong as we thought, and they need dad to jump in and on the playground and make sure that nobody pushes them around. It's not coming off well in his favor at all.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. By the way, Carl, do you have a website you'd like to give out for those listening?
For those listening, yes. You can go to carlgould.com. That's CARLGOULD, carlgould.com.
All right, nice and simple. Love those websites. So the retail brand being hurt because of stop selling Ivanka's line. Stores, it's amazing to me the business effect this has had and so much of an impediment. When you look at this from a psychological standpoint, I think it's Kellogg's, Procter & Gamble, certainly Target, Nordstrom's, Target with their transgender bathrooms. How do you explain the stupidity of these companies standing up for a principle to lose a huge segment of their buying base because of even coming out with a political stance?
Well, you know, I think companies overdo it, and they overcompensate when something in the media has been said that's been insensitive, and they don't always lack the courage to stand up and say, listen, let's read through what we're hearing, and here is a let's use this dialogue as a way to strengthen our brand and keep the dialogue going. And you know, so I do think that they over respond, and sometimes you know to just be knee-jerk response and impulsive in pulling a line or getting rid of an endorser just because one thing happened, I think is a mistake. I think it's a big mistake, and I think they hurt themselves by not standing up and using it as a platform to advance their core values, not to hide behind them.
I'm in total agreement with you. I'm looking at the wonderful things he's doing, and I know a lot of this. I'll get back to salesmanship. Salesmanship is part of life. We're always selling, always. And when you look at Japan's now coming up $50 billion investment in the country, we're looking at Carrier, Ford. I understand the negative side that Ford's built two plants in Mexico, and they're going to continue manufacturing. But psychologically, this is having tremendous impetus to the market, to the people out there who are thinking, how am I ever going to recoup what I got? And I understand at 4% growth is going to be really difficult to accomplish at this point. But his contribution to business, by virtue of his success in his background, I think it's overwhelming. And I'm frankly sick of all the politicians out there. Like, obviously, electorally speaking, a large segment of this country.
You know, there's a protectionism that's going on that's simply just not going to work. And I think what I mean by that is, you know, we say, you know, coal is not the way of the future. We can't use that. We should focus on solar, or we should focus on oil, or we should focus on this or that or the other thing. We need it all. We need to protect our border, and I think what Trump is doing is he's raising the awareness of how important it is for the United States to become a manufacturing facility again. And I use the word facility very specifically because we're becoming like a distribution network in the United States, and we need to build things. And all you have to do is look at other countries who say, you know what, America is the best place to build something. You take Hyundai, Kia, Toyota, Honda, who have built plants, and they said, you know what, best place to manufacture something is right next to our best customer. And while those automobiles might be designed in other countries, they're built by American hands here in America. And And they're some of the most reliable and best products in the world. And so I think of all the things that Trump is doing, that's probably the strongest, is knowing that we do have among the best workforce in the world, and we need to put, as American companies, need to put our American workers back to work.
We could spend 40 minutes talking about the press. I'll just spend 10 seconds by saying they're despicable. I'm all for attacking the negative components of the press. Trump is fighting everyone. If you need to look at keywords, immigrants. How about illegal immigrants? By the very definition, they're illegal. How about clean coal? We have the means to produce clean coal. A lot of this right now is being so much taken out of context by people who are just obsessed with the hatred of Trump, or frankly, are quite ignorant of what's going on. We've got about a minute to go. I want to give you a chance to have a concluding comment on what we haven't covered that you would like to elaborate on.
Well, very, very quickly, I struggle with allowing somebody to stay in our country just because they were able to be illegal long enough that we should now make them legal. It sends the wrong message. So you're saying if I break the law long enough and badly enough, you'll make me legal. So I'm against that. So, but the other thing is, you know, what we need to do is we need to put the money back in the hands of the companies through the tax cuts and through deregulation. So when American companies have money, they invest it in themselves, they invest in their people, they invest in more technology. So I love the fact that we're placing the focus back on America as a manufacturer.
Right, amen to that. Carl Gould, author of Biz Dev Gone Right, also amazing things he's done as an entrepreneur. Go to the website, kylegould.com. Kyle, it's been a pleasure.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, the great Jimmy Dorsey, and we are back. Joining us right now, a gentleman with a profound book, something that I think a lot of people can identify with. His name is Andrew Scheer, but I want to spell that last name. It's P-S-C-H-I-R-R-E-R, if you need to Google him. He's the author of Foggy Notions. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to FultonBooks.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, thank you, Stu. It's great to be here.
All right, depression. Listen, everybody suffers from it. Some people have acute depression, but most of us certainly go through periods of time for one reason or another where we suffer the consequences of this malaise, and it's just part of what we all have to deal with. You talk about it in this book. Why?
Well, as I describe in the back cover, that about 10 years ago, I just started writing things down all over the place, notes and scraps and paragraphs, just to deal with it, just to cope with what was going on with me, so I can function in life. And then all that stuff started to pile up, all the things I wrote down. And a few years after that, about 7 years ago, I realized that it could actually be formed into a book to help others as well.
How were you able to cope with it? I think people are able often to identify the problem but can't come up with solutions. How did you, assuming you've solved this problem, how did you go about it?
Well, depression is one of those things that for some people you don't ever actually solve. You just get a lot better at handling it and living with it, and sharing with others is one of the best ways to do it. So writing it down got all these things out of my head and onto paper, and it allowed me to think about them more, and then I felt more comfortable over time to talk to other people, and I found out so many other people were just hoping someone would come up to them so that they didn't feel like they were the only one.
How do you, this sounds like alcoholism, and it isn't, but it isn't. But when did you come clean, and have you been able to retain that feeling?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of similarities with depression and alcohol. They actually, there's a line in my book where I say they like to walk hand in hand. And I struggled about as much as a person can with alcoholism without having them having it take them out of this life. And I've been sober 4.5 years now. So kind of a second meaning to the title is the fog is lifting in my mind. And the more it does, the more I can think about and think back on the depression and some of the decisions I've made when I wasn't thinking clearly, and how I can make better ones now.
All right. You've kind of cleaned up, quote, the psychological mess. You're on track. Are there certain procedures you have to go through every day to maintain that?
Yes, they're a very key, important, strengthening techniques that I use every day. I use a lot of music therapy on my phone whenever I just need to cool off or feel a little bit better about something. Also, just taking a minute, taking a walk, that helps a lot of people. I know that helps me. But the morning is key for me. I have some things that are personal to me that I use in the morning to kind of get my head right and my mind right to start the day.
All right. I hope this helps people out. If you want extra help, buy the book Foggy Notions, Andrew Scheer, Fulton Books. Thanks so much for the valuable information, Andrew.
Oh, thank you too, Stu.
All right, we're going to continue along here and making headlines to certainly my satisfaction. And I mentioned this in the opening interview with Carl Gould about how the language is twisted. You know, when you start hearing idiots, Maxine Waters. I should not leave her out when I talk about the biggest idiots in this country, but Chuck Schumer. It really goes on and on. And you notice the terminology they use is immigrants, you know, that we're a welcoming and compassionate nation. Yeah, we are, until it's to the detriment of our own people. And yes, we're all immigrants, our offspring of immigrants. And the key here is illegal. By the law, by virtue of the law, illegal immigrants should not be in here. And now, Trump has got a plan that he's putting together. He's changed his agenda here. And we're looking at now millions of people in the United States here illegally targeted for deportation. Now, I understand the complications, the ramifications of this when they're, you know, you get dream kids and you get parents going to be separated from their kids. This isn't a perfect solution. So the focus is going to be on those people who commit crimes and perpetually are hurting this country. There shouldn't be a second chance for illegals in this country. So any immigrant who is in this country illegally, is charged or convicted of any offense, even suspected of a crime, will now be an enforcement priority. And this is now under the auspices of the Homeland Security Department, and that's headed by Secretary John Kelly. So the kinds of people who could be included now, I mean, you're looking at people shoplifting, minor offenses, having crossed the border illegally. To me, it just makes sense. Now, is this going to be cumbersome? Is this going to be expensive? Yeah. But this is going to ultimately ensure that we have a much greater reliability in terms of security in this country. How many incidents do we need in order to finally wake up and recognize what's going on and take a look at what's going on to a degree in Australia, to Germany, to France, to England? I mean, it is absolutely frightening. The Trump administration taking steps to do this, and the amount of crimes for those people who are here illegally and repeat crimes is just... It's unbelievable, even though, and I want to be objective, overall crime statistics indicate that perhaps crime has gone down in the last 5 years. But, you know, statistics can be juggled, definitions can be juggled, biases are there from those who take the polls. Obama brought this country to a 4.8% unemployment number. That's just baloney. It's crap. I've been on here talking about many, many times, so I won't bend your ear on it, why that number is not true. And again, a lot of this reflects back on the disgusting press in this country. Like you say, you know, your press. Well, I'm not a journalist. My role is not that of a journalist. If it were, I would do this show much more differently, and I'd be reporting events and not showing any bias. So I want to make that perfectly clear for those people who say, boy, I have a jaded perspective on things. And I don't, by definition of what I do. So we're gonna look at the Trump administration having more of a narrow guidance for focusing on immigrants who have been convicted of serious crimes. I love it. I love what he's doing. He's following the law. And he's going to make this a much safer place to live. Like him or don't like him, this is a fact. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the leading brain, Frederica Fabritius. I better get that name right before we go on. We'll be joining us. Stay tuned.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Close your eyes, and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
All right, we are back. Always a fascinating subject. Since I think back in my early days in college and my involvement with experimental psychology, but I think this is something everyone will find fascinating. Joining us is Frederica Fabridius. She's written a book with Hans Hagman. They are the respectively head of the Neuro Leadership Practice Group, managing partner, co-founder with the Global Leadership Consultancy from Munich. Leadership Group. Frederica is a neuropsychologist, and the name of the book is The Leading Brain, Powerful Science-Based Strategies for Achieving Peak Performance, Work Smarter, Better, Happier, and the book is published by Tatcher Perigee. Welcome to the show, Frederica.
It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, when you think about peak performance, you know, the immediate reaction for most people is, boy, these athletes are absolutely fantastic, or this person is in terrific shape. But relating it to leadership is a little bit of a different story and a different analysis. How do you make the comparison?
Well, it's about being at your best whenever you need it. So from a brain perspective, if you think about performance, what you have to think of is your prefrontal cortex. That's the part of your brain that you need for rational, analytical problem solving, all kinds of higher cognitive thinking. That's what you need to think, right? That's what you're using to make executive decisions. And this part of the brain needs what I call the DNA of peak performance. There's a certain neurochemical cocktail that we need to really make best use of our prefrontal cortex. You know, in other words, to be able to think straight, to make good decisions, to be able to have good ideas. Are you interested in finding out about this DNA of peak performance?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's three things people really need to be at their best. And I think it's worthwhile remembering those when you're at work. The D stands for dopamine. We all need to have a good release of dopamine in our brain. How do you do that? By having fun. It might sound counterintuitive, but when people are having fun at work, that's when they are really being productive. We do need a good boost of dopamine in order to really have good ideas. And dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is released when we enjoy new things, when we're having fun, when we enjoy what we're doing. So we all need fun. Then we have the noradrenaline. That's the N in the DNA of peak performance. And noradrenaline is released when we have a healthy challenge. I'm not talking about being stressed out and burned out. I'm talking about being slightly over-challenged. So you constantly need to push yourself a little bit, try new things. You know, if you're just working kind of an autopilot situation when you just feel you're doing the same things over and over again, you're probably not being your most productive self. So we all need a healthy challenge. We need to be slightly over-challenged. And then we have the A, which is standing for acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is released when we have focused attention. So we all need to focus on the task at hand. So, Stu, while you're interviewing me, if you were checking your smartphone and texting your wife. That wouldn't be very wise for your performance.
Yeah, I'm happy to admit that I haven't been doing it, but I think one of the key components, you talk about staying sharp here in layman's language. The body needs exercise. The mind needs exercise. And that was somehow integrated in the response you gave, whether it's crossword puzzles, whether it's a challenging, anything that you find intellectually, emotionally challenging. That's true exercise for the brain, isn't it?
Right, right. But I must say that, you know, most people think you need to do these crossword puzzles and learn new things. I think the best exercise for the brain is actually physical exercise, because there's a substance in the brain that is released when we exercise, and it's the brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, and it actually makes new neurons grow. Can you imagine it? I mean, when you exercise physically, that's when new connections are formed in the brain. That's when our learning is enhanced. Exercise has been shown to have a tremendous impact on our cognitive performance.
You've done a tremendous research here, and I always like to have people come on. People listening will say, well, listen, I'd like some kind of validation on the basis of the experience of the guests on the background, but also the research, and not jumping to just random conclusions. How intense was the research, and what were the most startling results you found?
Well, I'm not a researcher myself anymore. I used to be a researcher. Nowadays, I'm really looking at other people's research. And one thing that really struck me was Helen Fisher's research. She's an expert on personality, and I think her insights on what makes people tick and why people behave the way they do is one of the most fascinating things of our times. And what she found was that it's all depending on our neurochemistry. For example, the dopamine that I mentioned, that we need to have fun at work, people who have a very active dopamine system, they tend to be curious and energetic and outgoing and very creative and risk-taking. These kind of behaviors, they have a biological link in the brain. So it's not, our behavior is not random. There's a very strong genetic link, and it explains why people behave the way they do.
Yeah, and I'll just talk about for a moment the way I behave. I'm a multitasker, and when people say multitasker, the impression is you're thinking of everything at once. You're not. There are microseconds between one thought and another. And I always say to my wife when she says to me, Stu, I'm focusing, and I'm saying, hey, I can do about five or six or seven things at once. And by the way, she's a lot smarter than I am. She said, yeah, but you can't do them well. I focus on one thing. What about multitasking?
I tend to agree with your wife, I hate to say it. What you're doing is probably that you're doing, you know, you're switching back and forth between tasks. It's not true multitasking. Our prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for rational thinking, can only do one thing at a time. So let's say if you were ironing a shirt while talking to me, that wouldn't be multitasking, because for the ironing, you're using a different part of the brain. But you cannot possibly talk to me and at the same time write an intelligent email. Try it. It won't work. You will.
Well, it never has. I don't know why I'm feeling successful at what I do, but I do tend to agree with you. And I actually, to me, it's a humorous conversation because of the differences that we have. Talk about personality tests and how that interacts or how that fits in terms of what your results show, and let's bring that into the managerial aspect as well.
Well, the personality test that I like most at the moment is Helen Fisher's NeuroColor test, because it's really validated by science. And what she found is that, you know, it's all going back to our neurochemistry. So people who have a very active dopamine system, they're very curious and energetic and risk-taking, whereas, for example, people who have a very active oxytocin system or estrogen system, they are more interested in relationships and verbal abilities. We all have our strengths. So I like about it that it's a strength-based approach. You know, in these performance reviews, when people tell you you did this, this, and this, and this good, and there's just this thing you have to work on, it's not a very good approach. You should have people work on their strengths, and personality tests can help you to find out what your strengths are.
Oh, it's a wonder, isn't it? People who inherit $10 million suddenly think that their IQ or their ability to perform goes up commensurately with that. self-delusion. That's what it is, or the ability of people, perception that people think, well, I can, you know, I can do anything, and I'm going to take this job, and I'm going to just knock them dead with it. These are your words. Try not to force team members to adapt to their jobs. I like that.
Yes, I like to say before you work on yourself, try to work on the environment. Because most people that approach me, they say things like, you know, I have an awful boss, and I'm very stressed at work, and I'm really miserable, so could you please help me to develop resilience and to could you teach me some mental tricks to survive those stressful situations? The first thing I say, you know, could you quit your job? Could you maybe find a different boss? That's way more effective. If you have to regulate yourself all day long, it's very energy intensive. It's much better to find the right spot for you. You know, there's a right spot for everyone. I believe that. And if you're constantly struggling at work, it's better not to work on yourself, but to ask yourself the question, you know, is this job right for me? Should I be somewhere else?
All right. Can you stay around for another segment?
Sure.
All right. We're going to continue this with Frederica Fabridius at co-authored with Hans Hagman. And the book is The Leading Brain. I think you already know enough that this is should be of interest to everyone. We'll be back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave, and I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
All right, fascinating book. Quite a fascinating individual. Sometimes you'd be better off hearing the conversation that goes on between segments. This lady is impressive. I don't want to embarrass her. Frederica Fabritius. The book, The Leading Brain, Powerful Science-Based Strategies for Achieving Peak Performance. And Frederica, I know you didn't want to especially bring this up and promote it, but I'm going to do it anyway. You're working on a new book, studying language, and I'd like you to first give out your website so people can check you out.
Yeah, it's FredericaFabritius.com. I know my name is difficult to spell for anybody. So if you just search for me, you're going to find me on LinkedIn. You can connect, and then you're going to see the website.
All right, and your new book and your fascination with language?
Well, I'm an expert on language, and I'm also an expert on learning from a brain perspective. And having lived in so many different countries myself and being fluent in 6 languages and having worked as a language teacher, people always ask me, how do you do it? How do you learn languages, and how do you make other people do it? So I decided, it would be a waste not to put that into a book, and it really works. And from a brain perspective, I think the one thing people should know about learning is that learning is an emotional process. It's not a rational process. If you're bored while learning, you're not learning. And it makes sense. If you look at the brain, there's the part of the brain that's called the hippocampus, and that's really the part of the brain responsible for the intake of new information. And it's located right in the middle of the limbic system for emotional processing. So it's not located in the prefrontal cortex for rational thinking. Your learning center of the brain is located right where emotions are processed. So you need to know, if you want to learn, make it emotional. Make it an emotionally relevant process.
You talk in the book about company meetings being dysfunctional and distracting. I think everybody agrees with that. I have a chapter in my book that I wrote years ago, and it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, how to run a successful business without ever scheduling a meeting. That's not what you're saying. What do you say about meetings?
Well, I think it's important to know what your area of expertise is. One mistake I often see is that they think, you have to involve everybody into the decision-making process. I think that's a huge mistake. From a brain perspective, if you have experts, so people who really know their stuff, people who really know their topic, you should give them limited time and limited information and force them to make a quick decision. And that's because that's when they draw on their gut feeling and their intuition. I'm not saying everybody should use the intuition. Use your intuition when you're an expert. So you should have short meetings, limited information when you have experts, and you should have longer meetings where you discuss the facts if you don't have experts. The thing for me is that, you know, you should know who should make the decision, and I strongly advocate to make the expert make the decision on the topic.
All right. You talk in the book, and this is your terminology. This isn't mine, so I want to make that very clear to people. You talk about imposter syndrome. What is it?
Oh, that's about, you know, these very successful people who still think they are being a fraud. Deep inside, they think, you know, I'm not worth it. I might be successful, but it could just be that other people think it, but deep down, I know it's just pure luck. So how do you overcome it? First, the bad news, self-affirmations don't work. You know, like telling yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm smart, that doesn't work. It only makes it worse. Research shows that these kind of self-help advice where you tell yourself something you don't really believe in, they don't work. What I advise to do instead is something that is called gratitude. You should engage in gratitude. So, for example, you can write down 5 things every day you're grateful for. So you could write, you know, I'm thankful that I have such supportive friends. My presentation today went well. I did a good job, and I'm thankful for that. And that way, this has a really positive impact on our well-being and on our brain, and it helps us feel much better about ourselves if we are being grateful.
How do we go about, you know, we all procrastinate. You talk about this in the book. Not necessarily a positive attribute, or is it?
No, but most people have it. Did you know that 97% of all New Year's resolutions fail? I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, I stopped making them years ago.
Americans do these, and they almost all of them fail, but I do have a recipe to overcome that. The problem of most people is that the goals are too big. You know, they will say, I have to lose 20 pounds, and from tomorrow on, I'm only going to eat kale soup. Or cabbage soup or something like that. And I will never eat chocolate again, and I will exercise 2 hours a day, and they have these exaggerated goals. I'm saying the opposite approach is the way to go. I think you should take very small steps. That's the way to do it. Because, you know, as one expert put it, taking small steps is like tiptoeing past your amygdala. And the amygdala is the part of the brain that is processing fear and stress response. When people set these very high and big goals for themselves, it's intimidating. It's stressing our brains out. We don't like change. We are not made to change. So to avoid this huge stress response that is overwhelming people, it's a better idea instead of saying, I will never eat chocolate again, and from tomorrow on, my diet is based on kale soup and cabbage. You should, you know, reduce the amount of chocolate you eat. Or you should say, you know, I will walk for 10 minutes every day. Make a very, very small step start in order to avoid the threat response.
Tremendous advice. We've got about 15, 20 seconds. Could you make a concluding remark, something we haven't covered that you'd like to mention?
I think we need to bear in mind that we are very social creatures. We all love recognition, and we are the biggest threat response for humans are other people. So the most important thing for a leader is to take into consideration that you should treat people well. Otherwise, they can't perform well.
All right. A great way to conclude this. The leading brain, powerful science-based strategies for achieving peak performance. Work smarter. Better, happier. Frederica Fabritius, and the book is again published by Tatcha Perigee. Thank you so much for joining us. It's indeed been a pleasure. I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is Steve Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.